A few days after this rant, Jobs got a call from Schmidt, who had resigned from the Apple board the previous summer. He suggested they get together for coffee, and they met at a cafe in a Palo Alto shopping center. We spent half the time talking about personal matters, then half the time on his perception that Google had stolen Apple's user interface designs, recalled Schmidt. When it came to the latter subject, Jobs did most of the talking. Google had ripped him off, he said, in colorful language. We've got you red-handed, he told Schmidt. I'm not interested in settling. I don't want your money. If you offer me $5 billion, I won't want it. I've got plenty of money. I want you to stop using our ideas in Android. That's all I want. They resolved nothing. Underlying the dispute was an even more fundamental issue, one that had unnerving historical resonance. Google presented Android as an open platform. Its open source code was freely available for multiple hardware makers to use on whatever phones or tablets they built. Jobs, of course, had a dogmatic belief that Apple should closely integrate its operating systems with its hardware. In the 1980s, Apple had not licensed out its Macintosh operating system, and Microsoft eventually gained dominant market share by licensing its system to multiple hardware makers, and in Jobs's mind, ripping off Apple's interface.